gods, kill this man who has stepped upon my sprouts!
On planet Earth, at the peak of human ingenuity, we still haven't managed to save ourselves from... Two brave souls have decided to take on our enemy to prevent the world from falling into the...
Let motherfuckers feel the climate change. Let motherfuckers feel the climate change. Let motherfuckers feel the climate change.
Hey, we're rolling. I think we're recording. Yeah. All right, welcome to our first annual live Earth Day broadcast. KC and I have traveled by foot and rowboat and bicycle to our eco-region's Earth Day celebration held every year during the pink full moon.
Yeah. We're broadcasting from the Dixon bioregion and our eco-region, Floridata, which encompasses all of terrestrial Florida's islands, including the plastic islands, a little of Georgia and Alabama. The gathering is always held atop a first world landfill in order to remind us of yesterworld's waste, and that a way is just around the corner.
I think what I like best is that we come prepared to trade and learn. Last year's event was the first we attended, and that event really changed our lives.
Yeah, it really did. I got my shoes resoled, which was great since I'd been using those leaves and bark for over a year. We also were able to trade some seeds and learn some fantastic coping mechanisms.
Yeah, that's right. This year we brought some cuttings from our pollinator garden since we heard so many people are forced to hand pollinate their crops, and we've got one of the highest pollinator populations on our small plot. They can't travel far, though, since the poison has penetrated most of the land, air, and plants. I think we're coming up to the gate.
Oh, okay.
Do we need anything?
I don't know. We planted the... seedling already, so yeah. I don't think... Oh, we have our health certificates, so we should be good.
It's pretty busy here.
Yeah.
Press passes.
Oh, yeah. Press, I guess that's us.
Please note the evacuation routes should the first world ruins turn on us. You still need to go through our chemical sniffer for entry. Do you both have your health certificates?
Oh, yeah. Here you go. I also brought some pollinator brushes I made.
Where did you obtain the fibers? You got a seedling to contribute to the reforestry project?
Yeah. We planted it on our way in, a loquat tree. The black brushes, right, yeah, that one, are from our long-haired cat. And the tan ones, they're a little deeper in, are from our dog. I think the cat hair one might work better, but we've got pollinators, so we only hand-pollinate our indoor plants.
Haven't seen a bee in 7 years. Wind in two. But I live on a plastic island in the Gulf. There's... seems to be a little wind here on the mainland. I always ask myself, which is normal, wind or no wind?
You could go through that line.
There ain't no such thing as normal.
Sir?
Never has been. All right, come on, buddy. Sniff these podcasters. Make sure they don't got none of the DNA splicers. Hey, you two eat any GMOs recently or ever? Am I right, buddy?
Nope. Growing our own heirlooms. Hey, buddy. Good boy. Bro. Don't need a rectal.
You got about a jock itch there, buddy. Huh? Yeah, Dixon is infamous.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, boys? Yeah. Don't worry. Come to my booth later. I'll get you honey garlic cream. Ooh. Fix you right up. Oh, wow. I never thought of that. I was making him tea tree oil cream.
Okay.
What booth is yours?
Yeah.
Remedy booth is me. I trade for seeds, journals, a good story, or game of chess. Sweet hot tea tree oil can cause dermatitis. I stay far away from that stuff and do their bits,
over
you know?
The, yeah, are they clear?
Buddy, have they mutated? buddy says they're unadulterated. Enjoy!
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, so, wow, there's a lot more people here. I'm surprised there's this much population that... can actually make this trek.
Yeah, I guess we're growing in numbers, which is nice.
Seems bigger than last year. So where do you want to start?
I don't know. Let's take a trip down memory lane. That's new.
Okay. Ooh, what is this one?
Step right up, folks. Step right up. Take a peek into the past. That's how we humans and the non-human companions ate chemicals that traveled around the world.
What is that?
That's what they used to carry their chemical food! It's what killed all the sea turtles, the whale species, one seal species, and of course, the mighty wandering albatross! The plastic bag!
I thought the wandering albatross died from overfishing and first world sporting.
Common misconception took a toll on the bird for sure. The last four birds were found filled to the brim with never-ending bag problems.
They cleaned up our coastlines and waterways every day for 60 years before the bags were eradicated from the mangroves and springs. We actually went to the, what was
oh,
it,
yeah.
the 10th anniversary?
10th anniversary of the no plastic party. Yeah.
It's been a while. Too. Yeah. I've even seen one of these.
I don't think I've ever seen a plastic bag before, but I've heard all about them.
Yeah, still find lots of what I'm told are kids' toys on the shore.
Yeah,
so.
Those things are weird. Yeah. Oh, come on next door. Check out the dissection plastics. Don't worry, they're all replicas. You won't be affected. Okay. JP, I gotta say, I look at all this stuff and I can see how sick humans were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, ADD was bad. Did you know they're living sufferers still today? There's a booth. Well, where was that? I think it's in the first world cleanup camp.
The booth with the ADD sufferers are by the Vegetation Dismantling Service. Used them last year on what they called a mole. It was a monstrosity. So many chemicals of yesteryear, and there was even much concrete. Nothing was trying to take it down. Not even the raccoons entered the place. But the group had the plans to take out an entire mall in just under a year. It's beautiful now. They even managed to bring back the pollinators. Makes growing whole food a lot easier. Until, of course, it all comes to an end.
Oh, and look at that. That looks just like paper. This actually dissects the first world humans, right?
That there was what they called a receipt. Coated with a dissexing chemical compound known as BPA.
BPA!
Most commonly touched paper product in the entire world. Dissexing with every touch.
Come on, kids.
It did help cut down on the population growth, of course, but only in the first world. Babe, I can't look at this stuff anymore. It gives me anxiety.
Yeah, I agree.
All this stuff. The meaningless, useless stuff. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, thanks for
the tour,
yeah.
though.
A pleasure!
Pleasure!
Make sure you adopt
some worms!
In need of a home!
There's so many worms!
Okay, what do you say we skip the rest of the first and third world museums?
I don't think I can stomach it.
You want to watch Roger Hallam's talk?
Oh, we watched that last year. I think we both cried. Let's come back to it when we aren't live reporting.
All right, so for those of us listening at home live, we've decided to skip all the relics, but I want to point out to the listeners how weird it was that the ground we're walking on, it feels like spongy, and it smells strange.
Every step like emanates something. I don't know, weird. Like, I can almost feel it on my skin.
There's like bird bones here and
oh, look, there's a sign.
Oh.
Oh, look. Oh, okay. It says, this is perfect. This is perfect. Future generations, we're sorry we made stuff just so we could bury it where you stand. It will never decompose. It will never turn into soil. It will forever be a scar of a past civilization in the hopes that there will be a fucking future.
Yeah, well, thanks for nothing.
Oh, my God. No shit. Probably some granola asshole claimed to have a tiny carbon footprint, you know, and a shitload of fucking hope. Believe that recycling would save the planet, and some leader, you know, some celebrity or some shit, you know, would like fix everything and could make rules, you know.
Should I draw dick and balls on?
This isn't worth your art. Plus, there's already, what, 1, 2, 3? Oh, look, a vagina.
Solar here. Hey there, you two. You got solar. What about wind? Everywhere you might be power wish, don't it look like the first worlders, unprepared to change, unable to adapt? We are the descendants of survivors, right, you two? With less than 10,000 people in each bioregion, but many of us still live with the technology of our deadly past. Learn to live without electricity, several programs, and wean yourself off of yesterworld's juice.
Yeah, well, we're already doing that.
Yeah, but it was forced upon us when our solar panels got ripped off, and that was a Category 12.
Category 12,
storm. Yeah. 300 mile per hour winds, 6 feet of rain, and storm surge that almost made it to our house.
Yeah.
We're 15 miles off the new shore.
Yeah, I never thought the water would cut up that high. It was fucking insane. It was harder than we'd like to admit.
Hey, you want to share your story? We're having a meeting tonight. We'd love to add another powerless guest to our list, especially if you've had to learn the hard way. Solar, folks, get rid of your solar, get rid of your wind.
No
electricity.
We'll definitely try. We're packing a bunch in today.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize you were with the press. It's nice that you could come for those who couldn't make the trek this year. Hey, thanks for your service. I'll make sure to put together a packet for you to bring back to your village. Go without electricity, folks. No electricity. Thanks, man. That'd be great.
All right. Hey, babe, I gotta go.
Yeah,
we're going to leave the holocarder out here for you to hear the sounds from the booth for just a minute.
Everyone, we're just about to start a talk.
I'm just going
to
set this down. We'll be right back.
Five-minute call now for how to cope with extinction.
We'll have a special tonight for
the extinctions that have already happened.
You take that one.
Fasting not required, but recommended. We'll also be handing out ayahuasca, peyote, and psilocybin for a morally cleansing experience.
Yes,
young lady.
I'm very interested in your fiddle tonight. I'd also ask for life removed from me at the end. Is that at all possible? I'm a burden in the heat, the air. It's all too hard for these old bones. I lost my life partner 2 months ago. Ain't nothing worth living without him.
Ma'am, that is absolutely possible. I assume you might want to partake in the ayahuasca in order to perhaps find your partner before your death. We can't compost you here. Do you need to be returned to your village, or are there other plans in place?
Oh, yes. My village mates, they'll pick me up tomorrow morning and bring me back to reunite in the garden. Thank you, sir. I'm fasting. I hate shitting my pants in ayahuasca, even if I am going to kick the bucket.
We'll take care of you. We'll even give you one of these cats to pet, okay?
Oh, that would be great.
I'll take you over here.
Wow, there were a few drunks in there. I can't remember the last time we've had to deal with a vomit in a composting toilet. If I remember, the stomach acid really fucks you
up. Yeah, weed man. Stay off that hard stuff. Though I do like some muscadine wine. It's great for inflammation and shit. Or so says our village health and sanity checker,
that.
You know?
All right, what do you want to do next?
I don't know.
Oh, press, you podcasters want to come to join our talk about coping with extinction? We'll be talking in depth about each different coping strategy every other hour until sunset.
That's the one we went to last year. It changed our lives. Let's do it.
I'm into that one. Sure, great. All right, just going into this tent here.
Yeah, it's real
little,
dark in here.
A little bit of a revival kind of feeling, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, there's
okay.
A lot of people.
Okay,
I guess
we'll just
stand back
post
here.
Post up here in
in
the back.
Yeah.
Here, I'll grab two pallets.
Oh, look, it looks like the guy's
coming
out. Oh, that looks like the same guy's last.
Oh yeah, he was pretty good.
Let's see what he's got to say.
Happy Earth Day, happy pink moon. Will it be our last? We asked last year, and here we are still 1 year closer to the end. We'll be covering a plethora of topics over the next few days. We found that our strategies have really helped people stave off despair. Though grief is always there, and anger, of course, but don't stop tending your gardens, even if the pollinators are gone. Or the wind. We will all suffer. We all have suffered. But we can endure as long as we have air to breathe, which no one can agree when that will be gone. Fingers crossed for a few more years, am I right?
Let's go get some no-yo.
We'll be talking about podcasting as a way to avert anguish.
This is funny.
It's a great coping mechanism for anyone, and anyone
what
can do it.
Coincidence.
We'll give you all the tools.
We walk into the first one we saw last year.
Hey, everyone, I just want to let you know, we attended this exact talk last year and at the Pink Moon Festival, and let me just say, it really works for us. I mean, keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you, podcasters. So glad you found a way to keep from offing yourselves by speaking into microphones. May I ask, do you actually share your podcast with your village?
Yeah, we're actually live now. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
All right, I'm getting kind of hot.
This is a lot bigger, and it's hard to walk on this ground, especially with all the little burning areas.
Here, they've got a replica tree over there. Let's go.
Oh, cool.
Let's
let's
sit under that.
What is that made out of? Is that iron or something? I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah, it's pretty convincing. I don't know, man. So many of the boosts we've seen so far are just stuck in the past. Here, you want to sit here?
Yeah.
Let me get into your backpack. I just feel like we can't be present if we're just all looking back.
Exactly. I know. Historians are great and all, but I think they've proven themselves obsolete. You know, they dug into the knowledge the First World had of previous civilizations, and they were greedy. And so that proves that we clearly don't learn from our past at all.
I worry we get bad ideas from our past.
Yeah. Hey, what does your sundial say?
Just past 8.
Okay. You think it would be fun to go get some hands-on learning? We didn't have a chance to do any of that stuff last year.
Oh, I saw on the map they've got a whole section of that. I know CJ wanted us to learn how to add more pressure to our rain barrel irrigation.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Didn't you get some valves to get modified or something?
I left all those valves. Here, do you want some of this water?
Yeah, thank you. Oh. What is this? What tabs are in here? The iodine? This tastes different than usual.
It's all we had left.
Okay.
I got it out of that pond that was up on the road.
Okay.
But the valves, I left them back at the campsite. I've got like one in the backpack here, but I don't know, man. Do you just want to keep wandering? I mean, maybe we can find somebody to help them with us.
Yeah, that might be good.
The weather's been great today, though.
It has. I mean, other than the, 10-month drought, it's been really nice.
Yeah, and at least that, just so you guys know, we've pooled our resources collectively at our eco-region village and saved enough water for at least the next 6 months.
Yeah, maybe even more. I mean, it really depends. We're pretty good with conserving. Neighbor's tea, which contained both oleander and hemlock. All right, where to now? I think my legs are all ready to go again.
Yep, I'm all hydrated. Let's see. Crowd there. Let's go the opposite direction.
Hey, fucking man. Oh, look, guided imagery. I wanted to do that last year, but we didn't have time.
I'm definitely down for some guided imagery.
Cool.
Hello, press car. We've got a full house for a cannibalism tour, if that's what you're here for.
Really? Cannibals? That's a little cliche.
Well, we don't like to judge. We did plan on cutting it this year, but there's so much demand.
What else you got? Our village is very nature-centric,
yeah,
which we all should be, but I guess there's still some to get off on seeing humans at their worst.
Don't we see that, like, every fucking day, what with our impending obvious extinction?
Come back tomorrow at dawn. We've got a very special tour that you two will really like. Last Homo sapiens on Earth, nature reclamation.
Well, yeah, that sounds beautiful. So in that scenario, everything else lives? I know, false hope isn't healthy. It's not healthy.
Yeah, not at all.
Well, if you fear for false hope, tomorrow at dusk, we'll have the last mammals on Earth. It's a little darker, probably more realistic, too.
Mm-mm. I like the idea of seeing humanity dead, but everything else thriving. But JP, you're totally right, false hope. Okay, we'll do last mammals on Earth. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. We'll be there for that.
Cool. Oh, right. Wow. Did you see that group of people with all those sores? I wonder what that was from. I didn't want to, like, stare, but I couldn't help it.
Yeah, shouldn't they be in the pest tent?
Yeah, I'm surprised like they let them in unless it's just not contagious or something.
Maybe it's a demonstration about this is what's happening for us all. We should get used to that.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was those weird people that had that experience when they drank water from the ocean. Like, they started oozing out of their skin
or something.
Oh, yeah,
the immediate ocean radiation thing.
That was weird. I don't know.
They didn't tell us about that.
Yeah, no, they didn't. We should totally go say hi to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, this should be good. Hey, buddy.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Podcaster, step right up. Would you like to play Guess the Stain? You only get one smell and then a spin of the wheel to win some great prizes.
What kind of prizes, Dick?
Why, one of these fine mattresses, perhaps. A petting of my soft belly fur, an autograph, or even a used carving sinkhole. Can't seem to give these things away. Not even as gag gifts.
The crusty one is blood.
Yes, but of which now extinct land mammal?
I know what he's up to, so I'll say vermilingua.
Ah, food lady, nothing to spar you. I've got a colony of Chami's termites with me. We're thinking of leveling Talala, Gainesville, Florida. Seems ripe for reinvention in the second world.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Blister. We'll check on you later. Make sure you get your meds, buddy.
Hey, guys. Since I'm back in the bioregion, could I stay with you guys for a few weeks?
Sure, Dubs. Always got room for your type of magnetism.
Ah, sick. Cool. Thanks, guys. Hey, big guy, while you're here, mind helping me snack these used carbon sinkholes a little better? Was thinking a broken carbon sinkhole tower would be a huge hit at Biotar, man.
Oh, Vegas.
Yeah, sure, Vegas. Here you go. You want this one up here?
Vegas, how did you get these here? This is insane.
There's a whole pile of them for the 400 kilometers right outside the festival. I just started dragging them here. I paid a few guys off.
Anyway, Dubs, Blanket will be by later to discuss which of you sleeps between our pillow.
It's me, and always me. Ashley next to me, Amy.
Bye, Vegas.
Yeah, see you later, Dubs.
Peace out, homies. Step right up, step right up. Used carbon sinkos, neoliberal techno-futurist flim-flam nostalgia. Now as a coffee table or a platform for one of our fantastic used mattresses.
How many of those fucking used carbon sinkos do you think he's going to sell?
Oh my God, I bet he did something really fucked up to get those here. You know how he is. He'll fucking do anything. He's like a first worlder, really, but he's a first worlder cat.
Since he left the show, his commercials are everywhere.
I know. It's crazy. I can't believe everybody knows him.
Hey, look. It's Climber Craig.
Oh, cool. We got to go talk to him. We're like total super fans, I think.
Hello there, podcasters. Does your village partake in my highly informative handyman holodial program?
Yeah, we're big fans.
Good. You or anyone from your village need to know if you're fudged.
Oh, Climate Craig, I think we're all pretty fucked, but we do have a problem you might be able to help with.
So what's got you thinking that you might be fudged? Besides, that we're the last generation to make it to adulthood.
Well, Climate Craig, I'm not sure if you're the guy, but we've got a rain barrel irrigation system problem.
Rain barrel irrigation system problems are part of the climate change handyman's expertise. What seems to be the problem? And I'll let you know if you're fudged.
Do I need to get the valves from the campsite?
Which valves are you using? The TS-469 series? Or maybe it's the SS-55 Stricter? Did it look like this? One of my favorites. Made from a jelly fungus.
No, it looks like the first one. But we'd probably, honestly, rather use a fungus.
Yeah.
Stay away from that first world junk. Right, Climate Craig? None of that shit lasts longer than a year.
Yeah, I think you're lucky if it lasts 3 months.
Yeah. Okay. See this valve? Now, what you're going to want to do is take this here hardwood cutting. Contains all the spores you'll need to start affixing to the body of the fungus to the tubing. Of course, it sounds easier than it is. But because of the fungus's personal preferences, you'll have to use hardwood mulch. Lucky for you, with our oak die-off in Dixon, you're not fudged. You'll have plenty of rotting wood to feed your fungus valves until we all die of asphyxiation.
But what about pressure? That's part of our problem. We don't have enough pressure with our gravity-fed rain barrels.
Exactly. Climate Craig, I think we're fucked because with the valves we're using, we have to open them all the way to get any water flow.
Let me guess. Then too much water. You're fudged. Your plants are fudged.
Climate Craig, it's fucked up and down, all of it. We're hand watering now, but our village has a community garden where we grow rice and grains, but we each grow veggies, fruits, and nuts when we can. It takes us each hours to water everything.
You two think you've backed Climate Craig into a corner, but fudged, you aren't. For every foot of elevation, you get about 0.43 psi of pressure. How high off the ground are your barrels as current?
It varies anywhere from 3 feet to 10 feet.
Well, KC and JP, you podcasters and your village are not fudged. You can use this here irrigation calculator where you enter the height of your rain barrel, the diameter of your tank, length of hose, the diameter of hose, and you come up with your PSI. You'll need to install an official Climate Craig water tank jack, which can be cranked up and down depending on your water situation. Plus, fungus valves can help add pressure by allowing them to grow into the tubing itself. Now here's your spores and your tank jack. Congratulations on being not fudged!
That's great. Cool. I was worried. I didn't think we'd figure that out.
Cool. All right, Climate Craig, real good to meet you in person.
Yeah, great.
Keep watching you on the holodial.
That's right.
Climate change got you down? Does heat make it hard to sleep?
All right, well, that was cool. We got some shit from Climate Craig.
He was exactly like he sounds.
Just like on the holodial.
He's not pretending.
Suspenders, propeller beanie hat, everything.
Probably not all of it.
All right, well, you want to put all this shit in my pack or yours? Here, let's stop here for a second.
Yeah, I guess mine since yours is full food.
Speaking of food, let's go over to the food market. You want to do any trades?
Well, I'd love to browse, see if anyone needs anything. Plus, we could use some ginger since we lost all ours when the tree started dying.
I'm giving away.
Bummer, but
Trixie's hard.
There's
you.
So many people having stomach issues, you know, in the village that the ginger is really the only thing that's really helping anybody.
All right, let's cruise the food market. Here too.
I'll trade for mice.
Okay. Oh, look at that. What are those?
What?
There's some kind of weird
cashews,
fruit, I think.
Pigeons.
Oh, look, they need okra seeds. Let me get in your bag.
Cat. Okay, cool. Here, get in.
I like the cheap stuff.
I'll kneel so you can get to the seed pouch.
I can also use the diatomaceous earth bath. These plants are killing me.
Okay. Okay, also, got him. I'll give them, how about,
I like a chin scratch.
4C?
Maybe a belly rub.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think that's fine.
I mean, for one of
I'm
these,
glad the Sega World has the ladies in charge.
Ambrosia?
Tom, am I right?
Apples.
Free no-yo.
Okay, I'm going to leave 8C.
Free no-yo.
Then I'll take 2 apples.
Put you to
we
sleep
can bring them back for everyone.
Flat.
I keep forgetting we're live.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Is this interesting?
Everybody.
Yeah.
If you're
we're a little bit taken. I forgot we were broadcasting sometimes. Anyway, we're still at Earth Day and the Pink Full Moon Festival.
That's right. That's right.
I got to lay off the yogurt. Trixie's hard no-yo. Get your hard no-yo. Well, the no-yo is just vodka.
All right. Got some food there.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see Trixie over there hawking the yogurt stuff?
Yeah, she seems to be doing all right.
I mean, I haven't heard from her in months, and I'm assuming she's making it pretty good.
I didn't know they had music here this year. Let's go check out this band.
Oh, yeah, music.
Welcome to the sinkhole. We got fear and pain. We got everything you need, honey, but we can't find no beer. People that can play whatever you may need. If you need some money, buddy, instead you've got to bleed. You're a very skillful gardener, very hard to please. You can taste the miraculous, but you won't get the seeds for free. In the sinkhole, welcome to the sinkhole. Stop and smell the trees. Wah, wah, I want to ferment your tea. Welcome to the sinkhole, we take it day by day. If you share, you're gonna eat, but it's the price of pay. And you're a very skillful gardener, very hard to please. You can taste the miraculous, but you won't get the seeds for free. In the sinkhole, welcome to the sinkhole. Feel my pruning shears. Ooh. I wanna hear you scream. To the sinkhole, gets worse here every day. You learn we're just animals in the sinkhole where we live. If you hunger for what we've lost, you'll end eventually. You can't have everything you need, but you can trade with me in the sinkhole. Welcome to the sinkhole. Look at all our pretty leaves. I'm gonna watch you eat. You never ever wanna starve. Starve again. Starve again. Yeah. Yeah. Woo.
Oh, that was Okay. Fun! I was not expecting that. That was pretty cool. Now what?
All right, well, let's go find the library, right?
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
So.
Peter Lappin here, possibly the final Pink Moon celebration before humanity, along with 93%, quote, all life on this planet will cease to exist. I'm currently in the oddly still populated Florida Dada ecoregion. It was assumed most of the population had mutated into part human, part fish, part alligator. Though I'm here to report they must hide these features. They all look mostly, quote, normal.
I don't know who that guy is. He's annoying me. I think the library is to our left.
Here we go. I've got a pair bonded couple to my right. They haven't noticed me yet. The Florida residents seemed unable to discern celebrities among them. A good thing, some might say, since it was a major problem in the first world. Excuse me.
God, go away.
Excuse me.
Go.
I am a very renowned reporter.
Dude.
Do you know what that is?
Dude, are you fucking talking to us?
Oh, great. You do speak English. I'll try to keep complicated words from this interview.
Do you want us to interview you? What wisdom do you have for our village?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't notice that you were podcasters. How cute. I'm glad that they allow the uneducated to share information in a way the simple villagers can understand. But see, I'm here for the few megacities remaining. Newest York, Chicago, and Baltimore. Higher educated demographic, largely.
Ugh, aren't you that asshole from the Gardening Olympics? The guy that covers the first worlders on Old Zealand?
I apologize. Didn't realize you were cultured enough down here to even be aware of my extensive journalism work.
Hey man, do you know where the library is? That's all we're trying to get to.
Actually, I do. I had to go sign some of my books. It's to your left. You better hurry. I only brought 5 books. Didn't expect Florida-da-da-da-dians to be literate. That means to be able to read.
Well, we can tell where you've been educated. Probably everyone from Florida-da-da could figure that one out.
It's my accent, isn't it? Gives me away.
No, it's the stick up your ass.
Yeah, Ivy League schools were supposed to have been dismantled, but I guess when there's a huge population of humans, there's always going to be some sort of club for assholes like you. What Old York has, like 5,000 people? I can't imagine. That's so fucking overpopulated. Well, imbalance happens, which creates assholes like you. Hey, JP, you ready?
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
Hey, everyone, here's that shithead from the Gardening Olympics, the guy who thinks his shit doesn't stink. Let's give him a genuine Florida welcome. Oh, very, very juvenile. I'd like to say Peter Lappin here getting pelted with old world junk from the Florida ends. I mean, what more did we really expect from these cretins?
I think they're throwing shit at you, dude.
We may have a feces uncontrolled throwing episode in this. Oh God, that does stink.
Improv.
I think I've been hit with feces some of these lesser than humans.
It's been composted, dude. That ain't shit. That's dirt. You should be proud of yourself there, bro.
Peter Lappin here. The situation has got out of control in the Florida Dada Pink Moon celebration.
God, that felt good.
Yeah. Well,
fuck that guy,
man.
Fucking probably went to
Columbia. I did like the Gardening Olympics. I like that every year, but I can't deal with that
guy. He's such a cocksucker.
No,
fucking journalist.
He totally is.
So what's cool about the library here at the Pink Moon Celebration is that it's full of books and seeds.
Yeah, so they've combined the two library systems, which, I mean, honestly, I don't know why they don't do that all together, but I guess maybe there's some good reason.
The Dewey Decimal System was never designed for the seeds.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's
fucking
a good point.
People named Dewey.
I know, especially with a last name like Decimal. That's weird. Look at this fucking beaver guarding the library.
Welcome! Do you have a village request form to submit?
Yeah, here you go, man. We received word that the library would be in our village during the next full moon. Do you think that the requested books will be brought in then or at the next visit?
Let me look at your list, son! 16 seed varieties! Looks like you've got 22 on loan! So unless we receive 16 back, you'll only be able to get the first 8 of these. And books? No first world books, that's easy. Okay, mostly dark comedies from the Midwest. One book of poetry. There's more gone than left. I couldn't get through that one. How-tos are easy. Okay, so the only thing that likely won't be available is exercising your communal brain.
Oh, man, that's the one we really need. All but GR, Health and Sanity Checker, are struggling with living together.
You having violence problems? Or just petty, human-created annoyances?
The latter.
All right, I've got a good substitute. First world role-playing. And exercise in futility to better understand your place in the second world. It's more academic until you get to the exercises. They'll really blow your mind.
Cool, man. That sounds fascinating.
Hey, get out of here! No one has borrowed of any of your books! Shoo! Hey, that's the dumb Gardner Olympic correspondent. He's a real pain in the ass. Looks like he's pissed off more than me. He's covered in compost.
I don't think some of that was composted yet. Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You're welcome! Get yoked on seeds and books! Flex that biggest muscle, the human mind! Hey, podcasters! Before you go, you should join us on the last morning. We're having a book composting party! We brought hundreds of copies of that loser from the first world who didn't do anything to stop humanity from falling into the maximum carbon sinkhole. One of the books is An Inconvenient Truth. Wish he were here to die slow and painful like we all will. Anyway, it's at sunrise! Should have a good time.
Great. We'll try to make it.
Peter Lappin here. Make sure they get a copy of one of my books. They were very interested in having one of my autographs.
They're one of the few
that
can...
Get the fuck out of here, dude! Get the fuck out, bro! Bro, I will fucking break your fucking pezzle dick neck, you fucking piece of shit! Get the fuck out!
Peter, see, even the librarians here in this fucking hellhole known as Florida-da have no respect for authority figures.
All right, we got some seeds. We traded for food. We've been learning a little bit. We saw a climate crag. We got some cool fungus valves.
Yeah, we got to see that stupid reporter get smeared with shit. That was pretty fun. Oh, look, it's a blanket. Hi, blanket.
Hey, buddy.
Have you collected a lot of reparations for your TNR program?
Ma'am, act like a patron or leave. The guys will make fun of me.
Aw, blanket.
Hey, call me Beast. That's my new name.
Okay, Beast.
Meep.
Okay, we'll go. We're heading back to camp. Are you sleeping with the guys tonight?
Of course, ma'am.
Okay, Banky. I mean, Beast. We'll close our tent up tight then.
Here's some catnip seeds.
Thanks, ma'am. And maybe you should leave your tent open just a little, and that's just something my size can get in, so it doesn't get so stuffy.
Aw, Banky wants to sleep with his mommy.
Ah, goddammit!
All right, see you later, Blanket.
Bye, Blanket.
Man, I miss you, man.
I miss you too, Binky.
Yes,
man, Blanket's such a little bitch, you know?
Yeah. Do you think anyone recognized Blanket?
I don't know.
He was always pissed that Beacus got all the credit.
There was nobody at the booth, but there was actually a lot of different stuff in his reparations bucket, so I don't know.
He's spreading the message.
Yeah. I think most people just go bad for him.
Hey, let's go peek into the stand-up comedy tent.
Do you hear that? I think that's a man's voice. Guess we're all about equality now.
Molly, swear to fucking God, right? 400 fucking kilometers of used carbon sinkholes clogging up the footpath all the way here from bioregion Laurentia. These people dump vacuums, giant fucking vacuums, on the goddamn roof with soft climate change, like space balls, just sucking the air out. Cleaning it up, giving it to a better planet.
That sounds familiar.
And have you seen this fucking cat on the fucking holodial? Right? Fucking big-eared, slack-jawed, fucking lateral-less, huck-and-use mattresses. Right? Like, dude, who lets a cat own a building? I know the people now, and we GMO'd them to talk and shit, but property rights? Listen, I still got first-world creditor zombies tracking me down for my old mortgage before that fire canceled them all. Didn't even need Brad Pitt to erase our debt. And this cat, fucking cock blister, or whatever the fuck, he's got a monopoly on mattresses. Not making any more of them. Dude, can you imagine going to that store, the one they just opened, above the Arctic Circle, with the big crickets and shit? Yeah. We're up here looking for cobalt and a good night's rest.
Hey, wait a minute. Excuse me. We've got a minor celebrity in the back.
Ah, shit.
KC Snow. Podcaster Snow.
I'm not a celebrity.
Come up here. Say a few words.
Should I?
Yeah, come on up.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll stay here.
I'll hand you the mic. Go stand in the back with Big Oak you brought in. Oh, man. She's hilarious. She working on any new material?
Oh, you know her. She does stand-up improv pretty much 24 hours a day. That's why I started recording her.
You know, a million years into the future, when there is an advanced civilization of termites or whatever the fuck, and they start doing fucking geological surveys and shit, uncovering shit, I hope the only thing they find is that documentary of people fucking horses.
told you.
Right? We should put that in a fucking lockbox. Only thing we preserve, nothing else. There it is, future life forms. Humanity. Clearly, we all had too much time on our hands. Because some of us organized in groups to work out the logistics of getting fucked by a horse. Peace.
Oh, man. Casey Snow, everyone.
I could do that all day.
You already do.
I think that about wraps up today's live broadcast.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I'm beat.
We hit the library, the food market, the toilets, music, comedy, the Second World Art Show is tomorrow. What else for today, Casey?
Maybe we should go back to the campsite and... Oh, look, JP. Hi, pretty kitty. Hi, pretty kitty, kitty, kitty. Hi. Gods, kill this man who has stepped upon my sprouts. I want to be beheading and I want it publicly. I will not stand for this disgrace.
We're at the Elka Bellwether cookbook signing, apparently.
Oh, it's that lady on Gross Air with Terry Fresh we heard the other day.
Yeah, she's that rich bitch.
Ugh, the one with the wolf kittens, right?
What the fuck is she doing here?
Who cares? Fuck her. Oh, sure, darling. Walk away from the only cookbook that doesn't use extinct ingredients.
Oh, fuck. Okay, shit, just trade for it.
Ugh! Fine, but all I have on me to trade is moringa powder. Checkmate, dear. I'll take it. Enjoy. I feel fucking dirty. Whoa, fuck, shit. Oh my God, it looks like the old world landfill. There's an explosion. Oh my God, there's fire. Oh my God, you can feel the heat coming off the ground.
Whoa, okay, Florida's population just cut in half once again.
Oh, fuck, yeah, fuck this. Okay, listeners, thanks for joining us today on our first live episode. We gotta get running here.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Dead drop code for the next episode. Download is gonna be 1312A. Send us a carrier pigeon if you need a decryption key.
Okay, yeah, take care, bye. Thanks, guys.
I just gotta be honest with you. I'm not one of them bullshit show business people, man. Who makes believe everything is going okay. You know? Because everything is not going okay, man.